Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 18th. And there is this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn down a penny and three quarters, November beans down 15 cents, and September wheat up a penny and a half. The funds are short about 120,000 contracts of wheat, so I think there is a little bit of potential for the wheat to gain on corn and beans in here. The funds are now actually short a few contracts of corn, and the beans, they're still long about 130 or 140,000 contracts. I think they're going to wind up taking a bath on those before it's all said and done. But this time of year, if let's face it, it's all about the weather. We had pretty good storms around the Midwest yesterday. Chicago got hit. There was just a pretty good line of storms that went through. The only places that are really hurting are the far western edges of the Corn Belt. They could use some rains out here. Everybody knows about the hot dome and the heat dome that's coming in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it looks like it's only a three-day event. Temperatures pushing maybe to the high 90s in a few places, but they've had some rains, so I think the effects will be minimal, if not even perhaps beneficial, in a little bit of a humid kind of a greenhouse way. So the market certainly thinks it's bearish, with the beans being down 15 cents for the time being here. Now, we're going to get the export inspections. I think they're going to be a little bit on the light side. We got the crop progress reports tonight. Are they actually going to show a reduction? Hard to believe that nationally, with the rains that we've had and the fairly moderate temperatures and the sunlight that we've had, that they're going to lower these. You know, maybe it's just that time of the year where they, you know, will start to naturally decrease. But it's not because the crops are in bad shape out here, from what I can tell. Again, there are spotty areas that needed some rains. Ohio got some rains. They needed some. It's pretty obvious from where the prices are today that the market believes that these crops are going to be pretty big. How big is anybody's guess, but if we see another strong crop rating on the beans tonight, you know, with the fund longs, you know, I think they've got some issues out here. So for the moment, the markets are certainly on the defensive. We've had these huge ranges. We were at over a 20, 21 cent range overnight in the beans, an 8 cent range in the corn. I don't see these ranges getting any smaller, at least for the next couple of weeks. So there's going to be quite a bit of volatility out here. We do have the dollar up just a few ticks, but crude oil is down 76 cents. I don't think that'll be a big help out here either. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.